from NPR, National Public Radio.
From Boston, says you. A game of bluff and bluster, words and whimsy. Now, join our panelists and your host, Richard Scherr.
Thank you. Thank you. Welcome to the Carriage House of the Codman Estate in Lincoln, Massachusetts for Says You, our simple game with words played by two teams, the first of which sits stereo right. Television host, the Prince of Pronouns, Mr. Barry Nolan. Media magnate and adverb advocate, Francine Akbar. And once again, the old dangling participle himself, Mr. Tony Khan. Can't tell that joke too many times, you know?
Yes, you can, Richard. Yeah. You really can.
Led by?
Barry. While Tony's attending to his participle, I'll take the
Mr. Nolan. To my left, team two, from WBZ-TV, consumer guru and friend of the gerund, Paula Lyons. Columnist, critic, dedicated to the preposition, Carolyn Faye Fox. And a misplaced modifier, if ever I saw one, Mr. Arnie Reisman. Captained by?
I'm going to modify my wife right now.
I'm going to be the captain, is what he's trying to say. Yeah.
Paula is the captain. Our game is played in five rounds. Correct answers are worth 10 points or whatever fraction thereof deemed appropriate. We always advise new listeners to grab a pen and paper. Let's begin with our homage to Messrs. Espy and Maleska and Phil Salkin's favorite category, A Pleasure in Words. Please tell me what word am I describing? Carolyn?
Mm-hmm.
From the Latin for ten, this term in the fur trade for ten skins or pelts came to mean the whole process of negotiating.
Arnie.
From the Latin for ten.
The Latin deck. For ten.
Ten skins
deck.
Or pelts
playing
came
with
to
a
meet
full
the whole
deck.
Process of negotiating.
Deciding. Decision.
Maybe even easier than you think.
Oh, okay.
Decision
decide,
making.
Decide,
I think negotiating is where you want to go.
I know. Negotiate.
Deal?
Deal. No.
No? Any help from the other side?
I was voting for decide. I thought
so. No, any help from the audience?
Dicker.
Dicker.
Oh.
The audience
wow.
is.
Very good audience.
The audience
we
comes
love
through.
You. Do we get 10 points?
We're in the wrong side of this room.
Dicker it is.
Tony, mm-hmm. The Greek god of alchemy needed to keep all those potions from spilling and escaping. His name became part of such precautions.
Well, hermetic?
That is exactly right. 10 points. Very good.
Wow.
Hermetic is exactly right. Hermes, the Greek god of alchemy, needed to keep all those potions from spilling and escaping. He created hermetic.
Well, I thought it was Hermann.
<It's laughs>
the Greek god Hermann.
Yeah, the Greek god Hermann.
One of the regular guys. Yeah.
How do you retain that he was the god of alchemy? I'd really love to know that.
Well, he changed things from one to another. Mercury, that was also his name, was very involved in the process of trying to find the Philosopher's Stone, you know, the transmuted mm-hmm. base metals mm-hmm. into gold.
Yeah. I guess Arnie,
yeah.
From the days of counting with small stones, this Latin word for pebble now means all sorts of mathematical problem solving.
Formulas?
From the days of counting with small stones, with this small Latin stones. Word for pebble now means all sorts of mathematical problem solving.
Latin word for pebble.
Mathematics. Arithmetic.
Gravitation.
The other side knows what's...
Yeah, they got it.
Oh, come on.
I'm hearing calculus.
You're ashamed of yourself.
Calculus.
Well,
calculation.
In one of the worst experiences of audience intrusion I've ever witnessed... calculate is the word from calculate, the small stuff.
I would say this audience rocks, you know?
And I guess we have to give them some points for that, so give them 8 points because I just can't
for
stand
for listening
myself.
To the audience. Okay.
You bet.
8 points and...
You
our
bet.
Side will entertain any suggestions you have. We're going for 10.
Okay.
That's right.
Francine... The French for in bulk or wholesale came to mean a monopolist who absorbed everything. It now means to completely absorb our attention.
Engage?
Ooh, almost. In bulk or wholesale. From the French for in bulk or wholesale. It has now come to mean something which completely absorbs our attention.
Engagement?
But you said something about a tycoon in there or something?
In bulk, I think, is where you want to go. You have the en, E-N, but...
Engross.
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 Very good. Very good.
Engross. Very good.
French. It's the Canadian in her.
Or, Paula, the French word for speak was the basis for this very special room in a monastery where vows of silence could be suspended for a visitor. It's still a room for chatting.
The parlor.
Parlor is exactly right. Parlor. 10 points. Very good. Parlor.
One of the few French words everyone remembers.
And Barry, the Latin words for with and breathe are used to describe a meeting of minds so focused on one aim that you could say the participants were breathing the same air. With and breathe.
With W-I-T-H.
Conspiracy, conspirators.
Conspiracy is exactly right. Cone, with. Very good. You guys killed that round. 30 points. Very good. Let's go on to...
You know what breath of life is in Gaelic?
No, what is it?
Whiskey. It's true.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That is...
Speaks volumes.
It's not particularly usable right now, but it's... Let's go on to round two, the first of the Says You bluffing rounds, played with a little musical help from our friends, the Dactyls. Paula, each of you will receive a card defining a word. Only one will have the actual definition. The other two will get blank cards. They'll have a few seconds to make up a definition on the spot good enough to fool Barry's team. 10 points here up for grabs to Barry if he can sniff out the truth, or to you, Paula, if you can fool him. A few seconds musically enhanced to come up with a definition for the word... Dindle. D-I-N-D-L-E. Dindle. Folks?
From vapor to paper, Says You is now in print. Information about our first book, Says Us, Scripts and Quips from Says You, is available on our website at www.saysyou.org. That's S-A-Y-S-Y-O-U, all one word. And with the book, a CD featuring highlights from our early years. If you can call a collection of bad puns, groaners, and triple entendres highlights. You can find out about the book, the CD, and upcoming show events, all at www.saysyou.org.
You know, I want to just take a minute. I'm not going to embarrass people by name because I don't know their names. All I know is that a young woman came up to me during the break and asked me if she could have some sort of souvenir of this moment. And the reason for it is because she was proposed to at this taping.
Oh, congratulations.
Wait, did you say yes?
But that, as far as I know, is the first proposal we've ever had on Says You.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank next week, a baby.
Congratulations. Okay. Not from them.
No.
Now, where were we before all this began?
Dindle.
Dindle.
Dindle and Treadle.
Yes. All right. We've had a few moments with the word dindle. We'll go first to Carolyn.
Dindle. It's the aim of small children everywhere. To dindle is to make a thrilling noise that causes widespread excitement.
That's to dindle.
To dindle.
To dindle.
Just dindle a happy sound.
Dindle a happy sound.
Yes. Ernie, dindle.
Well, actually, after the angel, it's the decoration first used on Christmas trees, later known as tinsel. It was usually brightly colored cuts of paper.
Hmm.
Oh.
Mm.
Hanging the dindle.
Hanging
Paula?
The dindle.
It's just, dindle is simply a verb that's used in knitting. It's lost usage, though, because it is the formal word referring to when you drop a stitch. To drop a stitch in knitting is to dindle.
To drop a stitch.
So if this lady in our audience who's knitting, if we distract her, she could dindle.
She could.
On live radio.
Right. She could.
Just dindle it.
Just sat there and threw a dindle.
Threw okay. a dindle.
I do too.
Yeah. So it's a drop stitch, it's hanging the dindle. Mm-hmm. Or it's dindle a happy sound.
It's hanging the dindle.
I've been watching that E channel on cable TV.
We
and
warned
I, they
you
did
about
a documentary
this.
That early on it was called Dindletown.
It was Dindledale.
So I believe it's tinsel.
It was Dindledale.
Yes.
Dindledale.
We
all agree.
We all think it's dindled.
Really?
It's
a sweet definition as well.
You all
Does the
think it's.
You do the knitting?
Wouldn't you all three think it's Mr. Reisman's hanging the Christmas ornament?
Yeah, and the dindle for the baby, I think, comes from dandle.
We have a bus to catch, so we're...
Yeah,
we're
they have a bus to catch, all right. So you're going with Mr. Reisman's version, which is hanging the dindle. Is that the truth?
Oh, Tannenbaum. No, of course not.
Of course not. It's a bluff, 10 points. The bell gave out. Hold on. There it goes, yes. Somebody over there telling the truth. We didn't believe them. Who might that have been?
Drop that stitch.
Right, it's to make a noise that thrills and causes excitement.
To dindle. Ha. Very good. We got an email from Lakewood, Washington. Thank you for using Frick and Frack on your show last week. Indeed, Frick and Frack were the most famous ice skating comedy team ever to thrill audiences with Shipstad and Johnson's Ice Follies. Mr. Frick, Warner Grobley, is still alive, living in Palm Springs, California. Mr. Frack, Hans Mauck, passed away in 1979. Cheers to all of you on a fine program. Signed, Michael Mauck, the son of Mr. Frack. Let's go on to round three. Jerry Mayburn of Atlanta, Georgia, hears us courtesy of our friends at WABE-FM. Jerry remembered our category called dismissals, ways of firing people with DIS prefixes.
Oh.
Electricians are discharged, that type of thing. Well, here's a similar round titled demotions.
Demotions.
Ah. How might each of the following been D-D-E-moted?
Oh.
Carolyn?
Yes.
Cyclists.
Debraked.
Debraked.
De-helmeted. Decapitated.
Debarred.
Debarred?
No. Debarred?
Well. De-pedaled.
Now, the other side is...
Deceded.
Delayed.
Miss Akbar has...
I
think before we incur some physical damage, we have to go to the other side for Miss Akbar.
Derailed.
Derailed is a great one,
Derailer.
Though.
Derailer.
I had derided.
Derided?
Oh. Richard.
Derailed. Better.
We got a better answer than you came up with.
Yes, they did. This is, of course, Jerry Mayburn of Atlanta, Georgia, who deserves all the credit. Jerry, you know? Tony, writers.
Who?
Writers?
Writers.
Described.
Described is exactly right. How you knew that, I do not know.
Oh, you
know. Arnie?
Yeah.
Fisherman.
Debated
is right. Ooh, I thought I'd get him with that. Doggone it.
Dewormed.
Debated. Very good, Arnie.
Deboned.
You have to say it.
Yeah, okay.
Francine, candidates.
Gee, that could be so many things, couldn't it?
Devoted.
Yeah.
Devoted.
You got it.
Very good. Thank Devoted you. Or denominated.
Carol's
very good.
Carol's getting them like
excellent.
Crazy now. Thank you, Richard. Yeah.
Out of the gate slowly, but moving ahead.
You could have had defrost.
We've got some good answers if you've got a question.
Defrosted. Okay. I'm defrosted.
I don't even know where I am. I'm going to Paula. Yeah. The military.
Demilitarized.
That's pretty good.
Well, you know, I bet Jerry Mayburn didn't have that one in mind.
It's too straightforward for this show.
I got to give you points for that. It's not what he had, but I will give you points for
it. The army.
Defiled.
No.
You know what? Those points are building up, boy.
Deferred.
Brassed.
to Brad.
Now, any help from the other son?
Decamp.
Decamp. Now,
that's very good.
Decamp. That's good. Yeah.
I like that.
What?
Deployed.
Debased. Yeah.
Debased is exactly right.
Oh, debased.
Debased.
I think
give them the 10 points. Debased. It was a struggle, but they got there. And finally, Barry, and this one's my personal favorite. Domesticated horses.
They're so often demoted that many words come to mind.
Yes.
How do you demote a domesticated horse?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
De-pony, stallion, domesticated horse, the kind that pulls things?
Debuts. Any help?
Debuts?
Were you going back to deride again, too?
Audience, do you have any idea? How would you demote a domesticated horse? You would destabilize.
Destabilize
the horse.
So how many sympathy points would I get for that?
Give them 2 sympathy points for that, just because he's begging over there. And let's go on to round 4, which is Barry's team's chance to have a little fun at Webster's expense. One of you will correctly define the following word, 2 will bluff. 10 points, Paula, if you can find the rose among thorns. Take a few seconds to come up with a definition for the word dimps.
Dimps?
Dimps. D-I-M-P-S. Dimps. Folks?
If you want to eat up hours of free time that otherwise could be spent ironing or changing the washers in the basement sink, why not check out our website at www.sayu.org. That's S-A-Y-S-Y-O-U, all one word. You can ask us questions, contribute questions, order books, CDs, tickets, or simply fall asleep with your cheek on the keyboard. Everything in good fun at www.sayu.org.
Thank you, folks, for giving us a little time with the word dimps. Tony?
Actually, this may be the first time in the history of Says You, but I have nothing for an answer.
Nothing for an answer.
Literally. Dimps means zero. It means nothing. It's named De after... Then it's named after Ernst Dimps. An inventor. A German had a reputation for coming up with tremendous ideas for inventions and following through on absolutely nothing. So it was dimps, you know. What's that word? Dimps.
Dimps. All right, what do you got? Dimps.
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 Francine?
Sort of like Bupkis.
Bupkis.
Yeah.
It was his cousin, Heinrich Bupkis.
Right, right. Heinrich
Bupkis.
Bupkis,
yeah. First law firm.
Heinrich Bupkis. You remember.
Well, in fact, it is a British term. You know how the British are always taking words and making little contractions out of them. Breakfast becomes brekkies.
Yeah.
It is a word that means dimps, dim, dusk, twilight.
I don't get it.
Well, then you can vote against
it. You know that time of day between afternoon
and dim
night,
partial,
you know,
sunlight. I mean, where's it going?
Yes,
it's in the gloaming.
Dimps out. It's dimps out.
In the gloaming.
It's dimps. In the dimps. Barry, dimps.
Dimps are small decorations for cloth made of precious metal. To use it in a sentence, you can tell how important a celebrity is by her dim sum.
Yeah. All right. Clothing decorations,
oh, and I'm
dusk and twilight, or nothing at all.
Clothing, it's not what we thought it was.
Nope. What did you think it was?
Well, I was going with it was an acronym for something, you know, dual income, many problem solving, I don't know. One of those kind of
I like that nothing, because it's like so creative.
Ernst Dimps?
All right, Dimitri.
Have
it your way. I don't care.
Vladimir Dimps, right.
There's a clue.
So I thought she was going to, and I thought Francine was going to say, you know, like slang for dimples or something.
Oh, down in the dimps.
Down in the dimps.
So you think it could be that dusk?
What was yours again?
Decoration.
Small decorations for cloth made of precious metal. You're right, it is an acronym. I see it's Delightful Impressions Made on Precious Smetal.
Smetal. Smetal.
All right, I'm going to go with Tony because I like it. It's so silly.
Tony, they think dimps is just nothing at all.
Well, nothing from nothing. It's not.
That's a bluff and a stunned audience, an actual stunned audience.
Because you couldn't believe I voted for that?
Someone over there was telling the truth. Who might that have been?
Might have been me.
Might have been.
Dusk or twilight.
Dusk in the dimps. Very good. Let's go on to round five. Let's finish with a round called 3-2-1. I'm going to read you three dictionary definitions of a word, starting with the most obscure and ending with the most common. Definition. 10, 7, or 4 points available. An example, to constitute or create a disturbing factor.
To constitute or create a disturbing factor.
Tropicana orange juice.
No, to make a low, heavy rolling sound.
Roar. No.
Almost. Rumble. And to fight as street gangs.
Rumble.
Rumble. Rumble. Yes. So you get where we're going here?
Okay, that was the example, right?
That's right. Well, they're very common words. All of these are very common words.
All right.
Carolyn, try this.
Okay.
Not too much.
To thrash or beat thoroughly, as with rapid, repeated blows.
Pummel.
Pummel?
Oh, no, ooh, not pummel. To thrash and beat thoroughly, as with rapid, repeated blows. To that add, to make, as writing, spicy and provocative.
Another door. To make, as writing, spicy or provocative.
Punch.
Punch up?
Oh, no. I thought you were going to get this. And finally, a pungent East Indian condiment.
Curry.
Condiment, especially ground.
To pepper?
To pepper. Exactly. Very good. Wow. 4 points.
Wow.
To beat, to thrash and beat thoroughly with rapid repeated blows. Yeah. To make writing spicy and provocative. To pepper. And a pungent East Indian condiment. Very good. Try this one, Tony. Lacking in experience or understanding, serving in a new and unfamiliar role.
Run for president.
Green.
Green. Oh, what a great guess, but not right. To that add, unprepared or imperfectly prepared for use and enjoyment.
Unprepared. Premature?
No. Green.
Green. Yeah.
Just keep saying it louder.
And to those definitions add, not subjected to heat in the course of culinary...
Raw
is exactly right. 4 points. Very good.
Well, we'll all get the 4-point one, right?
Well, maybe.
We'll.
Arnie, to read often, regularly, or repeatedly.
Read?
To read often, regularly, or repeatedly.
Study?
Study. Yeah, study. Research? No.
No. To that add... To leaf through a book rapidly, as
peruse?
In searching or examining.
Peruse, scan.
Pour over?
Pour.
No. We're pour, going for peruse, the four. Scan. To obtain an automobile ride by signaling in the desired direction.
Thumb.
To thumb is correct.
Right. Thumb means
four
to read.
4 points.
To thumb means read the first regularly?
Read regularly is to
I'm sorry,
thumb?
These are right out of the dictionary.
Whose dictionary?
Yes, I know.
Bob's Discount Word Fiesta.
Yeah, right. Right. A lot of words cheap. We got it right here.
Okay, yes. I worked hard on this category. Cut me a break.
What dictionary is this?
Okay.
All right. Francine, to meddle or tamper thoughtlessly or ignorantly.
Dindle.
To that add, to waste time, to trifle, to deal without serious intent.
I would have said...
Trifle.
Almost.
To dawdle.
No, and to that add, to deceive, dupe, or make the unwitting victim. Ooh, a tough one.
Dupe.
Very common word.
Deceive.
What was the second one? What was the second one?
The to meddle or tamper thoughtlessly or ignorantly, to waste time, trifle, deal without serious intent, were to deceive, dupe, and make the unwitting victim.
Not cheat.
Scam.
No. Well, you're in the right ballpark. But any help from
con?
The audience?
Con?
No, a tough one. The word is fool. F-O-O-L.
Oh.
Sorry what? About that. A really Ooh. Tough one. Paula, a natural accumulation, often the result of a natural process.
Ooze.
Well.
Next.
No,
residue?
I thought residue. You might. To a natural accumulation, add something given as pledge and security of good faith.
Shit. No.
Oh. No. Wait a minute.
Collateral.
Something given as pledge. Yeah, that would be.
Well, it would be a deposit of.
That's.
Oh. Deposit.
Moving
deposit.
Towards
deposit.
It?
Deposit is deposit. Exactly right.
Oh.
Deposit for 7 points.
And we will take it.
All right. Okay. And Barry,
6 points, or
it's a tough one and they need you here. To entrap into improper, undesirable, or foolish activity.
Ensnare.
To entrap, or what's the legal?
To entrap into improper, undesirable, right. or foolish activity.
Entrapment.
No. Right. To that add, to reduce to a complete loss of self-control, to make wholly dependent.
Ooh. To marry?
Yeah. No, Arnie and I say that's not it.
Oh, no.
Ooh. Some recognition from the other side?
Oh, I don't know.
Net?
And finally, to make as a rug by drawing loops of thread
hook.
Or yarn to hook is exactly right for 4 points. Giving you a 70-point day on a very, very hard day, 3 points short. A victory for Miss Lyons. Congratulations. Boy. I guess... Yes, they were on your side this week. I don't
it's
know.
It's been weeks, Richard.
That's all we have time for this week. My colleague with Quill and Query is Mr. Philip Salkin. Fallon and Moore man the meters. Once every few weeks, we remind you that this show is best when we get your questions, when we get your comments, and most of all, when you show up. See you all next week.
Says You is the co-creation of WGBH Radio and Pippin and Finch, Boston. Funding for Says You is provided by this and other NPR member stations and Lexico, featuring Dictionary.com, an online dictionary, thesaurus, translator, word of the day mailing list, and language reference guide. On the web at Dictionary.com. And the Pew Charitable Trusts, investing in ideas, returning results. www.pewtrust.com.
Support also comes from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, making grants to improve the health and health care of all Americans. On the web at rwjf.org. And the Kellogg Foundation, helping people help themselves by investing in individuals, their families, and their communities. On the web at www.wkkf.org.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.